Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 19, 2013, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Taylor St. Theos reporting. On Monday, the Northwest Suburbs Daily Herald newspaper featured an article interviewing Local Council 8 President T.J. Sesko and MEC Safety, Health, and Security Chairperson Vicki Juergens about the TSA's decision to allow small knives on board our aircraft. Vicki and TJ highlighted our work environment and reviewed how the close quarters can make minor disruptions become major events, which will only become further escalated when potentially dangerous items are introduced in the cabin. Visit www.unitedafa.org for the complete story. Our union, together with the Coalition of Flight Attendant Unions, announced an immediate opposition on March 5, 2013, when Transportation Security Administration John Pistol's decision to allow small knives, bats, and other potentially dangerous items onto our aircraft. This policy will go into effect on April 25th if we do not stop it. Together, we can stop it through the following actions. Please sign and share the petition. We have more than 35,000 signatures. Our goal is 100,000 signatures to magnify the impact. We encourage you, your family, and friends to sign the AFA's White House petition to help keep knives and other dangerous objects out of the aircraft cabin. Call your member of Congress today and ask them to sign the No Knives sign-on letter being circulated by Congressmen Swalwell and Grimm. Dial 202-224-3121 to be connected to the Capitol switchboard operator. When you call, simply say, "My name is," and "I am a constituent and a flight attendant. I oppose the TSA's plan to allow passengers to carry knives on planes. Please have Representative so-and-so sign on to a bipartisan letter being circulated by Congressman Swalwell and Grimm urging the TSA administrator to reverse this decision that threatens our safety. Letters to the editor are a great way to get the word out and also encourage the public and our passengers for their support. Not only are they the one most widely read sections of any newspaper, they are closely monitored by legislators as a gauge of public opinion. Lastly, encourage your flying partners, family, and friends to help take action to keep knives off our aircraft. This is an issue we can all stand together behind. Nothing is more important than our safety, and we must act decisively to stop this mistake. A problem has been identified with Unimatic failing to update IDs where the last segment of the ID is a deadhead on United Express. The company is aware of the problem and is working on allocating the automation resources to correct the problem. However, until the automation fix is in place, if the last segment of your ID fails to be updated to be reflected as lock-in, you should call the crew scheduling to have the ID updated to ensure the trip and duty rigs are properly calculated for the ID. This is also a necessary step in order for the ID to complete and post in your DFAP. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.